Hey, welcome back. Last segment of KER Politics. Going to talk to us a little bit more about the Titan, how that information was suppressed until after the information on Hunter Biden came out. It was the Titan was suppressed for a couple of days. Jimmy, can you explain?
Yeah, so as I mentioned before in the last segment, this very sophisticated and very highly classified tracking system for submarines, they immediately were tracking the explosion of the vessel within very quickly after they had lost contact with the vessel. And this is according to the Department of Defense reporting it. But the Wall Street Journal came out with a big article saying, hey, they tracked it and they informed the commander, the on-site commander. But again, the media didn't know about that until afterwards. Why did they hold it until after they actually found the debris fields? Why didn't they say that early? Because people probably would have been said, oh, they more than likely they're dead. It wouldn't have been the headline news stories. But the headline news stories persisted through the week and covered up these events with the Durham report hearings, with the Hunter Biden indictment, and with the IRS whistleblowers and the Ways and Means Committee chairman. And I'm going to give one other piece of information before we roll on to the last part of like media silencing people on RFK. So James Cameron, baby, very famous movie director and of course deep sea explorer, the guy that went down and filmed the Titanic and really went through tremendous efforts to identify what went on with it and did a lot of information about it. He said, and this is according to him personally on video in an interview, he said that the moment he heard it lost communications and that it lost control from the vehicle, from the support vessel above, that it had to have exploded. And he actually said that the whole week he knew this was a, quote, nightmarish charade to think that people were surviving. But it continued, and the White House and the Pentagon did not provide that early information of the explosion to the public. And some people can speculate, and you can make a decision on your own, but in order to cover up for all the negative press that was coming out this week about Hunter Biden, about the IRS whistleblowers, and of course about the indictments and the Ways and Means Committee information, as along with the Durham report hearings. So that really pulled the attention of the mainstream media, this whole sub thing all week long. So it's very disturbing. And I'm gonna let's go into a little bit on RFK and the same type of treatment that he's getting with the media, that this diversionary efforts and the control by, in my view, very powerful corporate entities that support the Democratic Party and support the
right. Well, you will notice that I have been crowing about RFK Jr. for quite some time now, but I have also put the picture of Trump and RFK Jr. on our home page just to remind listeners what we're all about. I basically support RFK Jr. for a couple of reasons. The same reason I supported Trump back in 2015. I'm looking for a change. If even 50% of the allegations against our president are true, I don't want him occupying the Oval Office.
Well, it's interesting to see the media absolutely come out viciously against RFK. And of course, they're attacking him on the vaccine injury issues. And
you
of
bet
course,
they are.
The way he's looked at COVID. They're hitting him hard on it. But the problem is it's very difficult when he has done research that studied it, spent a lot of time working on this. He does his website, Children's Defense League, I believe, which is, provides a lot of information for families and parents of potential impact of negative health effects for children. So he's really hard to counter because he has so much information. And but if the media is silencing him, attempting to make him look,
like a bad guy.
Well, not just like a bad guy, but like a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
And they're doing the same things that they did to Trump maybe, and I think Tucker Carlson said this in his latest episode, and I think everyone should take a look at that, maybe even more so than they did with Trump in 2015 and 16. They're not giving him any credit at all. However, he is actually probably higher right now than Joe Biden in Democratic primary polls, and polls very effectively against Trump in those polls. Of course, you know, all polls are questionable these days.
Right, they
all
are.
Information is questionable these days. Everyone should take a hard look at it. But to absolutely silence him is, you know, not only is it undemocratic, it's actually tyrannical and it's authoritarian. But you see, again, this linkage between media diverting people's attention or blaming and attacking and stopping and silencing any debate or discussion across the board. And I think it's, you know, obviously we're reaching unbelievable places in America right now because of it.
Yeah, it really is. It's rather amazing to me, since all of this stuff is documented that you have amassed for the show. I have to say, it's amazing to me the way our country is going. And I want to commend Out of the Box for writing what he wrote yesterday in his very insightful comment that was probably a full page long, single-spaced, I might add. Way to go, Jer.
Well, you know, we're in this position in America right now.
Yeah.
People live off their cell phones, live off the mainstream media, and they live off, you know, I mean, they don't pay attention too much. Most people really don't want to get involved in politics. 90% of people, they don't want to, they want their lives to be, you know, going to work, taking care of their families, enjoying the weekend. They want to live well. What they don't realize is how rapidly their freedom, their information is being manipulated and taken away from them. You know, there's not a lot of facts, because when people actually hear that the FBI had the Hunter Biden laptop in October of 2019 and then went forward just before Rudy Giuliani and others presented to the public, and Miranda Devine for the New York Post published the information on it and warned people that it was disinformation, and then to find out that actually they had it in October of 2019, almost a year before, and they validated that it was real in November 2019, and then 8-9 months later, they were actually telling tech companies to censor and silence people that might be promoting Russian disinformation, when they knew, in fact, it wasn't Russian disinformation. And then it was supported by 51 senior former Obama intelligence officials, and actually some of the Trump officials who were unaware of the manipulation, the willingness of the Democratic Party and these powerful entities to do whatever it takes to silence opposition. And this is what RFK is facing right now. It's what Ron DeSantis will face. It's what Chris Christie would face. Well, maybe not Chris Christie, because he's probably an inside swamp creature as well. But anybody that tries to undermine the power centralized in D.C. right now are going to get these types of attacks.
Would surprise me a bit, Jim, not a bit. And it doesn't surprise me a bit that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Would be attacked as he is. I really believe that based on your information, you're correct. And I think this is much more than just a campaign ploy on the half of the Biden party, the Biden folks.
Yeah, no, I think it's very much a full-on effort to protect the corrupt right now. And
yeah.
I think it's very damaging. And I want to finish the show here. We've only got a few minutes left, or a few 30, 40 seconds left. Yevgeny Prigozhin, the director of Wagner, the mercenaries fighting in Ukraine, has come out with videos, multiple videos, absolutely destroying the Putin administration and the people in Russia, the military in particular, over what's happening and the losses and the deaths of soldiers. It is very interesting to watch. Pull out the popcorn, because there's going to be some infighting inside Russia pretty soon because of what's happening in Ukraine.
Where is that available to watch, Jim?
You have to watch it in Russian, but you can watch it on a couple of different things. But I watched it in Russian and watched him speak.
Okay, find a link if you will, and I'll put it up as soon as I get it. You guys, it's been fun doing this show. Boy, this country is turning into a Woodland Park Zoo. Stick around. We are going to be back next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.